T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carry some chairs.
Oh, God.
What is that?
Amy, go ahead.
Happy birthday to my second favorite brother.
Hi, Amy. Why do you guys make me feel so awkward on my damn birthday? What's up, Amy? How are you?
Hi, Danny. How are you? How's your day going?
It's going very well. It's totally fair to be second favorite to Brad. He's just much nicer than I am.
Yeah, he is. You know, you try your best, though.
But I didn't. I tormented you when you were a little kid. Brad was always nice.
You stole the words right out of your mouth. Your wife actually reminded me yesterday, which I'm still shocked to this day that you have a wife, because I still can't believe girls even talk to you.
Yeah, one.
But she did remind me yesterday how much you tormented me as a child, even going as far to tell a 10-year-old me on our family trip to Paris that I should have never been born because it would have been easier to get a cab.
True story. Thanks, Amy. Yeah. The cabs in Paris would only let you travel with 4. And my mom, dad, my favorite sister at this point, Megan, and I we had to get 2 different cabs. So it was a real pain in the ass. Yeah. So I blamed Amy.
Yeah, it sounds like you.
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah.
Okay. True story.
All right, Amy. Thank you for calling. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow at the Not Surprise Party.
Yeah, there you go. Surprise. Love you.
I love you, too. Thank you.
Marcus. No, I agree.
I've got a full-on raging Chibisky.
Let's continue with the sister theme. Oh, here is Megan.
Hi. Hi,
Hello.
Megan.
Hello. Happy birthday to my second favorite brother.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a running theme here among my sisters. How's it going?
No. It was great growing up with you as a big brother. I mean, I always knew if any guy ever gave me trouble, I could always call you, and you would call one of your friends, and they would do something about it.
That's right.
Oh!
Yeah.
You had these amazing friends who just excelled at basketball, hockey, you know, soccer, and all these things. And we had the brother who excelled at online gambling. So.
Yeah, thank you. This is good. You guys writing material? It's very impressive.
You really had to resort to the mental torture. So for Amy, it was the cabs, and then you always tried to convince me that I was adopted, which at the time was upsetting. But now I realize, you know, Amy and I look so much alike, and we're good looking, and you have your face for radio. So really, you're probably the most likely candidate for adoption.
Good Lord. What is this? You guys have organized a roast of the people in my life that I love most against me?
We did not ask Megan to go this hard.
Oh, yeah.
I was told no compliments were allowed. So.
You've done an excellent job. Thank you, Megan. I love you. Do you have any more material?
Don't cut her off. We got
done?
More.
Are we done?
No, I'd like to see what everyone else has. So enjoy the rest of your birthday show.
Yeah, this is great. Thanks, Max. I love you.
Love you. Bye.
Okay. Holy cow.
I didn't know that was coming.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You put her on the line.
I'm just calling your family members. You know? Just trying to make this special for you.
Good. Yeah, it's so near and dear to my heart.
Jalen Johnson.
Oh, hey. God.
Oh, no.
Hey, Danny, say hello to your mother.
Oh.
Hey, happy birthday, Danny.
I'm
going to go easy on you because I just heard Megan, really. She must have been bottling that up for 35 years.
I know. My God, she's normally so nice.
Yeah, she is usually the nice one, but it was kind of fun to hear her let you have it. So.
Yeah, I'm sure you enjoyed every minute of that. I'm glad somebody did.
I must admit I had a little bit of fun with it. But, I'm here with your son, so he's probably not going to get him to give you a happy birthday right now. I know he gave you a real sweet one this morning, so I'm just going to say happy birthday, and I'm glad I birthed you.
Okay, thank you, Mom. I love you very much. That was a very gentle roast. Thank you. That's so nice. She is... Yeah, get back to work, by the way. I've got a full-on raging Chibisky. It's all so embarrassing.
Danny, say hello to your buddy Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Parkins.
What's up, man? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Just getting roasted for my 35th birthday on the radio.
Well, for a guy who claims to know a lot about sports, you managed to leave a city where you can drive 10 minutes to a great stadium with abundant parking, the best tailgate in the NFL, and watch Patrick Mahomes throw to Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, to a team who turned all their money and high draft picks in the last 5 years into Glennon, Trubisky, Foles, Dalton, Fields, and four bad tight ends. And they still charge you $200 to park and $10 for a beer at the Mistake by the Lake. And you need a lot of beers to watch that team. So here's hoping by your 40th birthday, McCaskey's has sold the team, Aaron Rodgers is in a different division, and the Bears finally assemble an NFL-caliber offensive line to protect Fields or maybe one of their next five quarterbacks. Oh. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, Jeff. Damn. I'm getting roasted for the Bears' mistakes?
Happy birthday, Bears.
I'm getting roasted for leaving Kansas City for my dream job and the Bears sucking.
Rack 'em.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on the Score.
Hi, everybody. It's Nick Wright. And on Danny Parkins' 35th birthday, I think of the most is what a humble, humble man he is. Whether it's comparing his group of college radio teammates and himself to the Beatles, or taking pictures from the balcony of his new house that just have enough background to include the pool and the golf course, or tweeting out positive radio ratings and reviews as a thank you to the listeners. I just hope in year 35 and 6 of his life, he doesn't lose what got him here, which is his humble, natural, gracious nature. Happy birthday, buddy. Love you.
A little bit of equity coming back in the direction of players. Here we go. Oh, God. I don't like that production at all, Tammy.
Been on the show a couple times, your good buddy Ben Kaplan.
Oh, what up, Cap? Thanks for the roast.
Hey, Danny. Happy birthday.
What's up, buddy?
So, last year for your birthday, I came on the show. And I talked about the highlight of your athletic career, a game-winning bunt in Little League. I racked my brain trying to think about another achievement from Danny's time in youth sports. But really the only image I kept coming back to is you in fourth grade basketball, walking the ball up the court, pointing and waving and directing people around like you were some sort of crossing guard. Danny might not have been an elite ball handler or shooter, but – you were definitely top-notch at pretending like you knew how to conduct an offense.
Thank you.
You were a true player coach out there. You were the Tree Rollins of the Glencoe Park District House League.
God, coming from someone who actually was a successful point guard, it is mortifying.
I love the Tree Rollins reference. Did he bite somebody in a scrum? Is that what Danny did?
No, Tree Rollins is just the last person I could think of that was a player coach. We got to bring that back.
Yeah, appreciate anyway, it, Cap. I'll see you tomorrow. You can tell these guys even more embarrassing stories about me. Thank you.
Well, I got something else for you, Danny.
Oh, of course. Great. Of course you did. Yeah,
in all seriousness, though, every year around this time, feel the temperature dropping, the sun setting earlier and earlier, the leaves start falling, and realize that means it's almost your birthday. It also means it's the time of year where I start feeling like Chucky, Ben Affleck's character from Good Will Hunting. The best part of my October is when I think Shane isn't going to text me for this birthday show. You're finally famous enough that actual celebrities will pretend to be friends with you and do this roast instead of me. And I think to myself, maybe this year he'll finally be big enough to have John Cusack wish him a happy birthday or have Vince Vaughn throw some Wedding Crashers quotes at him. And every year, you and your audience are stuck with me and the rest of the people that have known you since you're 8.
Yeah.
So maybe next year.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. I'm still trying. That's Ben Kaplan, my lifelong friends. Nick Wright's a celebrity, kind of.
He didn't call.
He only recorded.
Sent in a recording.
He only recorded.
And he had all day, too, by the way. He called me this morning. He's like, hey, you mind if I record it? Yeah, sounds good, man.
God. I've got a full-on raging Chubisky.
The one that ruined the surprise. Say hello to your wife.
Yeah. Yes. Hello, my lovely wife, as I continue to get roasted by the people I love most. How are you?
I'm good. Happy birthday. First of all, I did not ruin the surprise. Shane, Tanny, Matt Spiegel. You will go back and read the text invite that I sent you. I said the planning is a surprise. I will let him know about it on his actual birthday, which is today. So please go back and reread that and stop saying that I ruined the surprise.
Steph, this is a Danny roast, not a Matt, Shane, and Tanny roast.
I also have some Danny material, you guys. I've lived with this man for the better part of a decade, so I have some great adult Danny material, but I will focus on two things that happened just this week.
Oh, no.
So you guys know that there was a full moon a couple of days ago. I think this was like Tuesday night or Wednesday night. My husband, not very romantic. Sometimes he has his moments. He comes out of his office, not actually an office. It's a large room with a large couch, his recliner, lots of big screen TVs. He comes out, he's watching sports. He's like, hey, like, the moon's supposed to be really pretty. Let's walk out on the golf course and look at it. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is great. He's going to be romantic. I put my shoes on. I get my sweatshirt on. We walk out there. We're on the green. We're out there. I kid you not, less than 10 seconds. He goes, eh, it's not that impressive. Walks inside. Doesn't try and hold my hand. No kiss. No, I love you. So I follow him back inside. And I'm like, hey, man, what's up? Like, I thought that was going to be something. And he was like, yeah, I forgot my shoes. My feet got cold. Walked back into the office. And I was like, awesome. That's where we're at right now in my life.
Wow.
So yeah, that, true story.
That
true
happened
story.
Basically exactly as she said.
I give you guys 6 months.
Oh,
we're going on 5 years. So
I'm kidding.
It a little longer.
Yeah, no, he's romantic, just not that.
That was rough. It's true. I walked into the golf course bare feet, and it was cold, and
It was a beautiful moon, and you just walked right back inside.
I thought
so,
it was gonna be like an orange moon or like a bigger. I wasn't that impressed with the moon.
It's never just about the moon.
Yeah, clearly. I was supposed to have a nice moment in the dark with my wife.
She's more important than the moon.
Yeah, right.
Heads up.
I forgot. Okay. Yeah, there's another moment from the last week. That's great.
Yeah, so, yeah, another moment. I guess I'll start. I have to preface this story. A couple of months ago, I don't know if he said this on the show in front of our friends, our family, he claimed that he hasn't done laundry in over 8 years. And here I am drowning in my own laundry, his laundry, and Owen's laundry. And I was like, oh, really? So I stopped doing Danny's laundry. He didn't realize that I stopped doing his laundry for a full month, maybe more. So now he does maybe one load a week, something like that, huffs and puffs, harumps around about it. Earlier this week, he was like, babe, maybe just for my birthday, you can do my laundry. And I was like, no, I will help you with your laundry maybe this weekend. But yeah, so that is where I'm at right now with my husband. So
good work, Steph.
I love you, baby.
You're domesticating the man.
I'm working on it. By 10 years together, I'll be completely housebroken. I promise.
I love you. Happy birthday. I'm excited for dinner tonight. I'm excited for everyone to come over tomorrow. I did not ruin the surprise.
You did not ruin anything.
I appreciate all of you.
Thank you. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
I love you. Bye.
Okay. Aww. Yikes. Both of those things happened.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, why don't you have any surprise? Oh, God.
Your good buddy Matt, Danny.
Of course it is. Christ.
What's up, Parkins? Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, my lifelong friend.
I want Steph to know, first of all, that I believe I texted you about how cool the moon was, so there was no romantic thought whatsoever.
Yeah, that is so true. So true.
I thought that might be it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to, like, crush you for, you know, your failed six-month professional poker career.
Yeah.
In which you sold Kid and I's parking spots to buy burritos. Or the fact that your first week on the score when you were living with us, you beat GoldenEye 64 instead of working real hard.
That's true.
But I will, following up on Cap, I have a picture from the day of the famed bunt. And if I can figure out how to put it on Twitter, I'll do that. But happy birthday. You're doing an awesome job. Congrats. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm glad I didn't ruin the surprise on this particular Parkins birthday.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Dejus. I appreciate you. And if you post that picture, I will share it for the masses. Thank you. That's
Blake
Flanning. I've got a full-on raging Chubisky.
What's going on?
It's
Boris.
Oh, no. This will be terrible.
Hey, Danny.
I want to
thank you for not allowing me to give a speech at your wedding. You know, that it's not like we're close or anything, and I didn't spend days on end working on that. So, you know, that was nice.
So here we go.
I want to congratulate you on having the worst take in Chicago sports radio history of putting Derrick Rose's jersey to the rafters. You can die on that hill alone, Danny.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I also appreciate the big bet we had in golf when you bailed after the third round, and I don't believe you ever really paid me for the free golf rounds that you lost. That's a shocker there.
That's not true.
I think that might be true.
I think I paid. I'm pretty sure I paid.
It's close.
Yeah, it might be close.
And finally, the last thing, and I hate to do it on your birthday, but Olympic Carmelo Anthony. Not a real thing.
It's a real thing.
No.
It's not a real thing. One of my worst takes ever. And I'm sorry about that speech at the wedding, buddy. You would have killed it and probably ruined the mood. It would have been rough. But
arguable. Oh yeah. Happy birthday. That's the last part.
Yeah, that's the last part. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Take care, buddy.
Yep, I'll see you tomorrow. That's one of my lifelong friends. It's true.
True.
It's oh my God. Right. I've got a full-on raging Chubisky.
This roast. The Odyssey colleague Andrew Filipponi.
Oh, the roast will never end. What's up, Pony?
Danny.
Yeah.
I've heard that there have been some humdingers today. You're getting killed.
Killed by
your
sisters.
Your sisters are blasting you. I like that. I like family on family crime. Parkins on Parkins crime.
Yeah. You gonna pile on?
Yes. I mean, when I found I rearranged my old schedule for this. I canceled dinner with my wife to come on and rip you.
All right. Thank you.
Is Spiegel there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Spiegs. How are you, brother?
Oh, Pony, I'm so good. So good.
Danny, you know what I'm most impressed by with you, to be honest? I'm going to tell you something I don't think I've ever said to your face or on live radio before. I remember I went back to Syracuse to go to a game in 2010. I hope you remember this, but you probably don't because you were blackout drunk. And there were 35,000 people at the Carrier Dome for a game against Villanova.
Okay.
And you were in that in-between state where it looked like your radio career had ended before it even started. And I think you were playing professional poker, and you had maybe done part-time radio work as a producer and begged, borrowed, and steal. I think you were getting paid in mattresses. Didn't you get a mattress out of the deal? Am I making that up?
I did. I haggled my way to a mattress because I didn't have a bed. That is a true story.
I think you said, if you can't afford to pay me money, can you at least get me a free bed out of the deal?
That is true.
So the moment where I thought I honestly might have to have an intervention with this guy is I got up there for this game and you walked out of a hotel and you had this goofy orange and blue winter hat on. And I think you had malt liquor in a brown bag. And you walk out of here. Wait, what?
It was a low point. Yes, you are exploiting a low point in my life right now. Thank you.
Yes. And I think at one point you tripped and fell into a bush. And it was awkward, and like you needed to be helped up by other people. Of course, I wouldn't have touched you in that situation. But I just remember thinking back on that and being like, am I going to have to, at some point, drag this guy out of it, maybe like bring him into the fold with me? Like, what is this guy's deal? He's playing poker excessive amounts. He's wagering on professional sports, and I think your listeners know that you're not very good at that. But that, you know, I know that was bad. And then there was something that happened in Vegas, but I'm not going to go into that because I know that, you know, we've got a 17-second dump button there.
Yeah.
And I don't want to
Dude, Vegas stories are off limits, okay? Just come on. My mom's listening. My wife's listening. Vegas stories. Yeah, of course. They all called in.
Tell Spiegel what you found in your shoe when we got back to the hotel room in Vegas that night.
I want to guess. Was it human excrement? It's a good guess. You know that's a good guess. I thought somebody went all Najee Davenport on your shoes.
Deep breath. All right, get out of here. Get out of here, Pony. Just
happy 37th birthday, Danny. Keep rocking and rolling, brother.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later, buddy. Love you. That's Andrew Filippone. Yeah. Come on. I've got a full-on raging Chibisky. Who's
Danny,
left? I don't know.
What's your
else?
Favorite Halloween candy?
It's always good to be reached out to by the more talented people on this show. I'm always happy to come on Spiegel and Friends. That's really what this show should be called. It should be called Spiegel and Friends. Matt, if I was you, I would go down to management today and I would say, I'm not doing this show anymore until you call it its appropriate name. At least that's how I refer to the show. I'm just here telling you that once Danny left Kansas City, things have just really turned the corner. We went from being in almost the same quarterback situation as you guys, to be completely honest, to now look at us. Our skin is glowing. We got the best quarterback of his generation. We've already won a Super Bowl. They've gone to another Super Bowl. Like, things couldn't be better now that Danny Parkins has left the 816 and 913 area, and now you guys have him, you know? And I understand that, Spiegel, every day you got to put up with mediocre takes and bad gambling advice. I just want to let Chicago know that you guys every day sit in front of your radio or you get on the Odyssey app that I'm sure doesn't work 82% of the time, and you listen to an individual who was so unathletic that he hurt himself trying to kill a moth. He hurt himself trying to kill a moth.
That happened.
That's the person that you guys get sports talk information from. That's the person who you listen to for gambling advice. So I want to say, Matt, shout out to you. Tanny, shout out to you. Shane, shout out to you. I got nothing but love and respect for you guys. But that other guy, I just don't really like. You guys are like the Warriors. You know what I mean? Matt, you're Steph Curry. Tanny, you're, you know, Klay Thompson. Shane, you're Kevin Durant. And you guys got Draymond Green on your team. Like, he talks like he's one of those guys, but he ain't one of those guys. I appreciate you guys for letting me be a part of your day. Thank you so much.
Oh, C-Dot.
God.
All right.
Hey, Mark Harmon.
Stop.
Parco.
What up,
you know,
Carl?
I was going to go at the athletic talents, but I just thought that was going to be overplayed. C-Dot did a great job on it. But, Danny, how old were you when you got the 9 to 11 gig at 610 Sports Radio Kansas City?
23, 24?
Yeah, right, 23, 24, your own midday show, Kansas City, as Parco would outline, you know, top 30 market, solid MLB, solid NFL. You know, you got KU, Missouri, great rivalry, good town to be in. And then, you know, not that long after it, well, how long were you got the afternoon show, right? What, 2 years, something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah, afternoons at 20, 25, 26, yeah.
Yeah, afternoons in a great city, 25, 26. And then, you know, you always talk about, you know, actually, I really just want to get home. And I'm like, you know, that's a really hard thing to do. It really doesn't happen for many people. And then, how old were you when you got to the score?
30.
Right, 30. And then all of a sudden, afternoons, it like basically got to script your own show. You even got Karma Trial, which, by the way, was a year to the day. A little emotional thinking about it. But, you know, my relationship with Parco is, I think I've had more conversations with you trying to, like, talk you off the ledge of, like, career despair, and like from someone sitting in my seat, like, how could this guy possibly ever be unhappy? But somehow, some way,
the problem with more.
I mean, it could be going any better. I know you haven't gotten like the Howard Stern paycheck, but Parco, it's coming. I'm telling you, Everything's turning up, Parco. It's going to continue to go that way. And by the way, you've deserved it. You've worked your ass off to do it. So happy birthday, buddy. Very proud of you and appreciate the opportunity to celebrate you today, pal.
Thanks, my friend. Hope to see you soon. It's Mark Carmen. Thank you.
What's up, Parkins? Happy birthday, buddy. It's Heiss. I was actually looking forward to roasting you for the second straight year on your birthday. Probably got plenty of stories to, I think, at least last you to 40. But instead, I actually wanted to mention something that happened a few months ago that I think you and the rest of the guys on the show will hopefully appreciate. I'm playing golf a few months back, and this older woman is driving the beer cart, and she sees that I'm wearing a Cubs hat, and she asks if I'm from Chicago. And I say yes, and her response was literally, "I've obviously never been there, but that must be such a rough city with all the crime and all the issues that they have." And I was thinking to myself, like, this is my Kansas City equivalent of someone dropping a, "Well, what about Chicago?" And I told her about what you and everyone at The Score put together and raising, I think it was like 650 grand or so for Austin Harvest, building a grocery store in the middle of a food desert, and how, yeah, it's a city with a lot going on, but there's also a lot of people who really care about Chicago, and here's a very tangible way that they're making a difference. And, you know, she actually seemed somewhat surprised and told me that she was really appreciative of what I told her and actually wanted to look up the What About Chicago Radiothon. I don't know if she did or not, but it felt really damn good to maybe help change the perspective of even one person. So happy birthday, man. Proud to be your friend. Would be even prouder if you would stop mushing everybody's bets, but, you know, we'll take it one thing at a time. Best to you, Steph and Owen. Talk to you later, bud. Be good.
Very nice. My guy, Ben Heisler.
I'm sorry. That was far too meaningful and genuine for this show.
Yeah, yeah.
And Pryor and Wood. It's crazy that that happened.
It is crazy that that happened.
This is why I snapped on you and said, just hold off for a second for your last guest. He'll tell you how it happened.
Hello?
Hey, Danny, what's happening? It's Brad.
Hey, brother Brad. You were behind this?
I'm doing great. I'm a little bit behind it, but, you know, I've been Shane's intern for a little bit, so he's been bringing me along.
I'm sorry that you're learning under the tutelage of Shane.
No, he's just shaking me down for some soup. But, hey, I'm sorry I'm so late, but I had to return your present because apparently prop guns are no longer a good gift.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not good. Yeah, no.
I'm standing.
Dude, you've been crushed. People have crushed you all day.
They have. Yeah. Some have come in, like, I mean, Pony with Vegas stories, Day just tweeting out videos of me looking unathletic from grade school. It's been...
Oh, where are those?
I just retweeted
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
thank you
can search on my page. Yeah, Brad. So thank you, by the way, for organizing.
Yeah, so I'm going to pile on. I'm going to keep going here. So I'm going to pick up from our siblings and say, hey, what's happening to my third favorite sibling, I guess?
Yes.
And I know I'm supposed to be brief, but I might go a little bit. But my God, Owen Kreutz, man, is he still talking? He has a lot to say about an average football team.
You really are producing the show.
He's roasting everybody.
Yeah, I really love this stuff. This is great for me. But Steph was amazing. And since she was kind of airing your dirty laundry, I kind of want to give you your next self-improvement tip from her and from me. And you can practice it tonight at your fancy dinner. Just when you're talking with Steph and you just try to chew with the mouth closed while the food's in there, man, because it's not a good look.
It happens to everybody from time to time, Brad. Come on.
Wow, I'll be looking for that.
You have a lot to say. You have a lot to say, but you want to eat too. So it's just something to try. And then,
thank you.
Lastly, a little riddle for you. How many sides does your pool have?
It's got 4 sides.
And how many sides has a fence?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Dude, you got it. You got to fence the 4th side. What are you going to do if Shane falls in tomorrow?
It's true. He can't swim, famously. I'm a better swimmer than Shane. It's true. We all know that.
But I have to tell you, you had people wanting to do these calls. Your friends are phenomenal, man. They all were wanting to be part of this. And you're a great brother. You're a work in progress husband. But you're a phenomenal father, and you do have great friends, and I hope you have a great birthday weekend. I gotta say it to all your listeners. Rodgers owns the Bears.
We know.
Have a good birthday, man.
Dump him.
I love you, Brad.
And punch him in his face.
Oh, I love you, Brad. There he is. That's well done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.